happened to Parak Vav. Okay, so let's go back a little bit. We were talking about, he's really wrapping back towards the fourth parak, and then really to the opening question of the Shaar Yichud V'Amunah. We were talking about the relationship between the name Elokim and the name Havaya. The name Havaya is Hashem's essential name, which allows creation to expand itself. And Elokim is a name of Gvura, is a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracting himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealing himself. So let's see. V'hinei Shem Elokim hu Shem Midas HaGvura V'Hatzimtzum. So we've learned that the name Elokim, and we know it from all of the Svarim, that the name Elokim is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name of Midas HaDin, of Gvura, of Tzimtzum, of constriction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu limiting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu obscuring. That's the name Elokim. V'lachein hu gam kein b'gamatria hateva. We find in some early works of Chassidus, the Shlach Kadosh brings it in several places. There are earlier sources that I'm not familiar with that bring it as well. That hateva, which means the natural, is Gematria Elokim. 86. Why? Because the challenge of looking at nature is this feeling that I can't see God. I see a natural world, I see a scientific world, I see predictable patterns in the world, and I start to think that instead of believing in Avinu Sheva Shemayim, I believe in Mother Nature. It's all Mesudar in such a way that it hides Hashem so well. And that's the Midah of Elokim. That's the name of Elokim. Hateva is Gematri Elokim. As the Svarim also point out, as Chassidus points out, that Teva is also a Lashon of what? Of Tviya. Litboa means to drown. Because you can drown in Teva. You could be destroyed by Teva. What does that mean? Teva is so beautiful. You could find God in nature. That's true. But you could also replace Hashem with nature. So Teva represents that concealment of Hashem, that Midah of Elokim. Lefisha Mastir Ha'or Shalamala Hamahava Umachaya Ha'olam. Because the light force, that energy, that Yudke Vavke, that is permeating and creating all of reality, has to be hidden. Again, going back to our mashal from the earlier prakim, if we were trying to live in the sun, we would be totally batel. So the ray of light has to come out of the sun. The ray of light has to see itself as independent from the sun. So therefore, the light of Yudke Vavke is hidden, is concealed from us, right? As it creates the world by this Midah of Elokim, of Teva. You look at the world and you see nature. You don't see God. You don't see the letters that we spoke about in the first parak. You don't see the letters of creation. You don't see Bereshis Bara Elokim. You don't look up at the sky and see the word Shamayim. You see the sky above your head. V'nira ki'ilu ha'olam omeid u'misnahig b'derach ha'teva. To the point that you look at the world and you start to think that there's no Rabbono Shalom. There's just Teva. Whatever that is. Wherever it came from. There's Teva. Right? And even if there is a God, well, God left the world to run on its own. And again, as we learned in the earlier Prakim, the Baal HaTanya said very clearly, we don't believe that. There's a Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem is actively still involved with the world. But Elokim hides all of that from us. Teva hides all of that from us. Now, if you remember, we quoted the Pasuk in the earlier parak, in Parak Dalid, about the relationship between Yudke Vavke and Elokim. What was the pasuk that we quoted? He's going to come back to that pasuk right now. Kishemesh umagein Hashem Elokim. Kishemesh umagein Hashem Elokim. For Hashemesh, the sun, umagein, and its shield, Hashem Elokim. Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, is like the sun. Elokim is like some type of garment to the sun, right? It's a mugging, it's a shield, it's a sheath that conceals something within it. So now, let's see. V'shem Elokim zeh hu mugging v'nartek l'shem havaya. The name Elokim acts as a shield or some type of covering, some type of enclosure for the name Havaya. It hides Havaya, Yudke Vavke, within it. L'halim ha'or v'hachayos hanimshach mishem Havaya. To hide, to conceal that life-giving energy that comes from Yudke Vavke, Ha Yehovah V'Yiyah, that's creating reality. Why is that hidden from us? Why is that energy that's being Mahava Me'ayin Liesh, which is taking nothing and making it into a something, why is that hidden from us? No, Chaver, what's the answer? Because if we encountered it, we couldn't exist. shelo yisgala linivraim v'yibatlu b'metzias. Because if we really understood that there's nothing other than Hashem, if we were to take the ray of light, again using our mashal from earlier prakim, and put it back into the sun, you couldn't see it anymore as a ray of light. You would just see the ball of the sun. So Hashem, and here's the most amazing thing, Hashem in His kindness, and this is so deeply paradoxical, Hashem in His kindness hides Himself from us. Chavri, you understand why that's Hashem's kindness? If Hashem reveals Himself fully to us, then there's no sense of an independent existence. Then there's no sense of each of us playing our own role, so to speak, in creation. Everything is just batel to Hashem. So Hashem in His kindness creates a perception, right, that there's something in the world called Shoval, and there's someone in the world called Jeremy, and there's someone in the world called Alex. Hashem allows us to have that perception, and we like that. I like existing. So Hashem in His kindness hides His light from us. V'harei b'chinas gvura zo. So this gvura, this midas hadin, this concealment, this obscuring of the light, which we feel like it's frustrating at times. I wish I could see Hashem more. Realize that Hashem's hiddenness, that tzimtzum, hu gam kein b'chinas chesed. That is coming from a place of what? Of kindness. Sha'olam yibaneh bo. As I wrote at the top of the page, concealment makes creation possible. If Hashem doesn't hide Himself, then there can't be a world. Hashem has to be mitzamtzem Himself. It's the ultimate act of chesed. It's the Rosh Yeshiva who can teach Torah on a much higher level, bringing Himself down to the level of His Talmidim, because He wants them to be able to understand. He doesn't want to teach on His level. He wants to teach on their level. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides Himself, and that's a tremendous act of kindness, allowing the world to be constructed. V'zohi b'chinas, and this is what we call, this is the concept of gvura haklula b'chesed. This is gvura, this is tzimtzum, this is concealment for the sake of revelation. This is constriction for the sake of expansion. Right? This is midas hadin for the sake of kindness. What an amazing idea. Now, chevra, what we're doing here is we're saying that gvura and chesed, which again, on a superficial level, are opposites, right? Kindness and strict, judgment seem to be opposites. But somehow they come together in this way in order to allow the world to exist. So how does that happen? How do opposites come together in this way? So says the Holy Baal HaTanya, v'hinei miskalulus hamidos zo bezo, by combining, by unifying these midos, which again are inherently opposite, chesed and gvura, opposites, they come together in some remarkable way to allow creation, again, like we've been learning in the earlier prakim, the perfect balance of revealing and concealing side by side. They come together, they unify in such a way that what? That nira la'ayin di'ihu v'garmaihu chad. It reveals to us, nira la'ayin, it presents to us, it makes it understandable to us, right? We're able to perceive di'ihu, that Hashem, v'garmaihu chad. What does that mean? Shehein midosav. That Hashem is one with His midos. Let's explain. Chesed and gvura, from our understanding of things, are opposite. And yet we're learning here that somehow they work together, what we would consider to be two separate domains, opposite energies, opposite forces in the world, somehow they work together in order to create the world. So if I'm sitting here, I'm scratching my head, I'm trying to figure out, how do these two opposites, how could they possibly be one and the same? How do they come together? The only thing that could possibly bridge these opposites, the only way that these two different opposing kochos could really be one, is if what? Is if at their root, it really is one. De'ihu, that Hashem, v'garmayu chad, shehein midosav. In other words, Hashem and His midos, Hashem as Hashem is, and Hashem as manifest, Hashem as presented in the world, are really one and the same. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His attributes are somehow one and the same. What does that mean? Ki me'acher shehein b'yichud gomer imo. Because since the midos are truly unified with Him, lachein hein misyachto zo bezo uklulos zo bezo. In other words, picture the ray of light again, right? So when the ray of light comes down, And the ray of light is able to land over here and land over there. Sometimes it's called Sam, sometimes it's called Ami. Sometimes it's called Aaron, sometimes it's called Moshe Tzvi. Right? But if we were to follow those rays of light back to their source in the ball of the sun, so then it's all one. So if we really understand that the ray of light, even though it sometimes looks like it's its own thing, it's not really its own thing. It's just coming from the sun. If I follow it back to its source, it actually makes sense that it's one and the same. So that's exactly, says the Baal HaTanya, that's exactly what happens when we look at the Midos of Hashem. From our lower perspective, Chesed and Gvura are opposites. If I were to chart them out, I'd write Chesed on the right-hand side of my chart. I would write Gvura on the left-hand side of my chart. But when I follow it up, when I follow it back to its root, when I recognize that really Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing other than Hashem, and the only reason I perceive them as opposites is because I'm down in the world below. So I put on my deeper spiritual glasses and I say, hold on a second. But the Midos, the MS, are one with Hashem. And in the world of Hashem, there's no one and two and three and four. There's just one. So when I follow it back to that point, to that one point, of course, Chesed and Gvura work beautifully together. Hein Misiachto Zo Bezo, they work beautifully together. Uklulo Zo Bezo. They're mamish one and the same. Again, in our world, we look at everything as, you know, constantly in conflict. But that's because we're not living with the perspective of Ein Od Milvado. That's because we're not fully living with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If we would live with that perspective, we'd realize there's no contradictions. There's no conflict. There's no opposing forces. There's no good and bad. It's all just the Rabbono Shel Olam. K'maimer Elio, like it says in the Zohar, Va'ant Hu. Ant means you. Ant who? You are the one who is able to what? Dekoshir lon umiyached lon. Hashem, from your perspective, everything is mekusher. Everything is tied together. Everything is unified. Uvar minach, and besides you, outside of you, leis yichuda bi'iloi. There is no oneness above. In other words, Hashem, when I see things through your perspective, it's all one. When I see things through an Olam Haza perspective, I get very confused. And again, that's the name of the game here. Perception. To be able to see things for what they really are. So when I look with my physical eyes, I see acts of kindness and acts of din, and I see them as opposites. I see them as constantly fighting against each other. I see Yudke Vavke, Hashem's name of revealing, and Elokim, Hashem's name of concealing, as being opposites. But if I follow it back to its root, I realize that Hashem has the ability to what? To be mekasherit, to kosher lon, miyachid lon, to tie it all together. That there really is no opposing forces when I see it that way. So now the Baal HaTanya says, so let's go back now, mamish, to the first parak. Who remembers how the Sefer began, how the whole section of the Shaar Yichud V'Amunah began? He began with a question. He began with a question on a pasuk in Parshas Va'aschanan. Va'ashevosa el vavecha, Ki Hashem hu Elokim. Right? The pasuk says, "Vashevos el vavecha." Take it to heart that Hashem is God. What was the Baal HaTanya's question? Baal HaTanya's question is, why do I have to work so hard to take it to heart that Hashem is God? Right? What's the end of the pasuk? That Hashem is God above and below. Ain't no, there's no other God. I mean, if I believe in basic tenets of Judaism, so then I know there's one God. The Torah warns us, make sure you really work on this. Take it to heart. Hashem hu Elokim, there's no other God. The Baal HaTanya says, what's so hard about it? You know, if you don't believe in many gods, if you don't believe in idols, so you believe in one God. What do you mean? What is the v'hashevos el vavecha? What does it mean to take it to heart? Try to internalize it. What's so hard about that? So now he comes back to it and he says, I'll tell you. The challenge of internalizing what? To internalize that Hashem hu Elokim. That when it looks like Hashem, Midas HaChesed, when it looks like Elokim, when you see many different faces and facets and attributes of Hashem, realize it's all one. Perush, Sheshnei Shemos Eluhem Echad Mamish. That these two names, which from a lower perspective look like total opposites, from a higher perspective, they're not opposites at all. Ain od. Ain od. There's nothing else. There's no Hashem hu Elokim. Take that to heart. That's hard. Right? And that's why, Chevra, what do? When we say Shema again, I shared this with you in the past, we cover our eyes. Because when I'm looking at the world with my physical eyes, everything is confusing. Everything's in conflict. Everything's a struggle. Everything is opposing other kochos in the world. But when I cover my physical eyes and I open up my inner eye, right, then I'm able to say Shema Yisrael. I use my ears. I'm able to be makabel the Mesorah, the true tradition, that I heard from my parents, who heard from their parents, that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's all one. And it's all Hashem. It's all Chesed. It's all kindness. It's all unified at its root. So says the Baal HaTanya, that's what we're being told. Take to heart that Hashem Hu Elokim, Sheshnei Shemos Eluhim Echad Mamish. That these two opposing names, these two opposing kochos, are mamish one and the same. Shegam Shem Elokim Amitzamtzeim Umalim Haor Hu Bechinas Chesed Kamo Shem Havaya. The name Elokim, which hides Hashem's light from us, which seems to be like a punishment, seems to be so difficult for us, right? It seems to be a harsh decree against us. Realize that it's a chesed. Because if Hashem didn't hide himself a little bit, you simply wouldn't be able to exist. You would be totally batel to the light of the sun. Right? Again, it's a metaphor for Hashem. Mishum shemidosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu misyachtos imo biyichud gamor. So because the midos are really what? Are one with Hashem. Again, from our perspective, we see chesed and we see gvura and we see all the spheros as being, you know, independent entities. But really, it's all one at its root. And because of that, when we see it from Hashem's perspective, there's no conflict. Hu ushemo echad. He and his name are one. Shemidosav hein shemosav. Right? So we all go by different names. We can call ourselves by different names. And we have different names. Each of us has a different name. Right? But we also have a collective name called Yisrael. And if I follow that back to the root, so then we're just one with Hashem. The same way that Hashem's essence, who, Ushamo, and the various names that we call Hashem by, we call him Hashem, we call him Elokim, we call him Kel, we call him Shakai, we call him Tzivakos, all the different names that we find in the Torah and in Tanakh for Hashem, right? Hu Ushamo Echad, it's all one. Hashem is manifesting with the Midah of Tiferes. Hashem is manifesting with the Midah of Netzach, or Hod, or Yesod, or Malchus. It's all one. If you just follow it back to the starting point, it's all one. And that's the Vahashevosa Elevavecha. Take it to heart, internalize this reality. On the worst day of your life, you have to look yourself in the mirror and be able to say, this Elokim is really Chesed. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You have to be able to have that perspective. That Ein Od Melvado, there's nothing other than Hashem. That's how a Jew is desiring to live in this world. And it takes a lot of work. That's a lifetime of work. To have that perspective, be'emes, is a lifetime of work. V'im kein memeila teda shabashamai mima'al, v'al ha'aretz mitachas ein od. Many people know that up there, there's nothing but Hashem. But down here, what do you mean? I've got a term paper to write, right? I've got a boss who's yelling at me for not, you know, keeping up with my hours, right? I have groceries to buy in the supermarket, yeah? I have an oil change to take care of for my car. What do you mean, Ein Od Melvado? There's nothing other than Hashem. There's all sorts of stuff in this world, right? There's a Super Bowl coming up. What do you mean, Ein Od Melvado? Right? There's a lot of things in this world. So, says the Pasuk, no, work on it, work on it. Vashivos el vavecha, take it to heart. That Hashem hu Elokim, take it to heart. Bashamayim mima'al, v'ala'aretz mitachas, Ein Od, there's nothing else. Don't be fooled by your eyes. That's the theme we keep coming back to. Perish. Shagam ha'aretz ha'chomris. Even this lowly physical world. Sheniris yesh gamor la'ein kol. It looks like real substance. Things you could touch. Can I touch God? I'm touching all the things around me. Can I make contact with Hashem? Realize that if we saw it the right way, he ayin ve'efes mamish legabe ha'kadosh baruch hu. Again, keep coming back to the mashal. It's the ray of light that thinks it's independent from the sun. But it's not. It's really not. Ki shem Elokim eino malim umetzamsem ela letachtonim. Again, this name Elokim that hides or conceals or obscures or constricts, that's only for the lower realms, v'lo legavei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we saw it for what it really is, we would realize there's no concealment, there's nothing other than Hashem. Me'acher shehu u'shemo Elokim echad. That Hashem is absolutely one, without any parts, without any contradictions, without any conflict. It's mamish all one thing. Okay? So that's what the pasuk is telling us. V'ashivos el levavecha. Take it to heart and work on it. That Hashem is what? V'ashamayim ma'al v'al'ariz mitachas ein od. That there's nothing other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Learn to see it that way. That takes a lot of work. That's hard work. Okay, Chaver, good? Is it clear? Make sense? Okay. V'lachein gam ha'aretz u'mitachas la'aretz hein ayin ve'efes mamish l'gavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chaver, one of the takeaways from the Baal HaTanya's writings is to learn how to see, obviously, this deeper perspective, to realize that ein od mavado, that I'm mamish swimming in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing besides a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm just a ray of light that thinks at times that it's independent, but I have to remind myself that I'm one with Hashem. There's nothing other than Hashem. So part of it is just coming to that realization of the truth, that ein od mavado. But one of the important takeaways to really live with when learning the Baal HaTanya, I think, is the bittul in the form of humility that we're supposed to acquire. This is very humbling. It's very, very humbling to think that all of the things that I do and all the efforts that I make and all of the purchases and things that I acquire, and all the success that I have, to be able to not let that, you know, get to my head, so to speak, to be able to say, there's no me. Ein od mavado. That everything in the world below is ayin ve'efes mamish, legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else. Ve'einan nikros b'shem klal. And they have no definition at all. They can't be labeled as anything else. You point this on, if we were able to see with our true spiritual eye, and someone held up any item in the world and said, what is this? What do you see? I see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Now, obviously, again, to see with your physical eyes is kamad impossible. But to know that ein od mavado, and to try to keep working on that realization and internalizing it, that's the work of a lifetime. So therefore, says the Baal HaTanya, it is so indescribable. You cannot assign a name to anything. The pen that I'm holding in my hand. In our world, we call it a pen. Right? In my world, I call this a sefer. I can try to assign names to things, but none of those are its essential name. It's not even really a fake name. What does that mean? Look what he says. Afilu b'shem od. What does the pasuk say? B'shamayim mima'al, v'al aretz mitachas, ein od. What does that mean, ein od? There's nothing else. The way the Baal HaTanya explains, you can't even call it ode. What does ode mean? What does ode mean? How is the word ode used in the Torah and in Tanakh and in Chazal? Ode, he says, is a lashon tafel. Ode means something secondary, right? There's the main thing, the ode. There's the main thing, and also. Ein ode means there's no and also when it comes to Hashem. There's not, well, the world is primarily Hashem, right? But there's also the computer that we're learning Torah on right now, the way that we're connecting. On a certain very lowly, superficial level, it seems like it's here, it seems real to me, but really the goal is to get to a point where ain't owed. It's not even a secondary expression of Hashem. There is nothing other than Hashem, not even a tafel, not even a secondary thing. As the Gemara says, for example, when the Gemara is trying to figure out the source for something with regard to a marriage, it says, Yehuda v'od l'kra. This is the practice of Jews. V'od, and you also want a pasuk? Isn't it enough? Isn't it significant? Isn't it enough to know that in Yehuda this is the practice? V'od, you also need a secondary source? So od means something secondary. Right? So ein od means, don't even assign secondary status to anything. Don't say, well, Hashem, of course, is on top. But Hashem allows for these other things to express themselves in a secondary nature. I'm here as a helper of Hashem. There's Hashem, and then there's me. No, that's not the highest level. The goal is to take to heart Ein Od. You are not even of a secondary nature. Keguf shu tofel l'neshama. For example, think about the relationship between the body and the soul, as we understand it, right? So what would you say? You would say your neshama is the ikar, and the body is tafel, right? That's how we would say it. Again, if we weren't talking so deep like the Baal HaTanya, we're keeping it simple. If I said, you're made up of a body, Jack, you're made up of a soul, which is primary, which is secondary, you would say, neshama is ikar, and you would say, my body is tafel, is secondary, right? The guf shu tafil and neshama v'chayah shebesocho. The body is secondary to the life force, to the neshama within it. V'zeh shekosuv ahal laHashem b'chayai azamra lelokai ba'odi shachayim nimshachim mishem havaya v'ha'od shuhu haguf hatafil mishem elokim. Says the pasuk in Tehillim, I will praise Hashem with my essence, and I'll even sing songs to Hashem with my ode. What is my essence and what is my ode? My chayim, my essential essence, my neshama, so to speak, corresponds to yod kei vav kei. And my ode, my secondary part of myself, which also wants to praise Hashem through its service, is my body. The body is secondary, and it's like the name Elokim. Right? Now, why do I see body and soul as ikar and tafel? And again, we're trying to get to a point now where we don't see our relationship with Hashem that way. We don't see Hashem is ikar, and everything in the world is sort of tafel to Hashem. No. We're trying to get to a point of ein od. There is no secondary. Right? So why do we talk in terms of this mashal of body and soul? Why do we say my neshama is my primary and my soul is secondary? Why do we see it that way? Lefi sha'neshama eina mahava haguf mi'ayin liyesh. The reason that we're able to see it that way, right, is because the neshama and the guf work sort of independent from each other, in the sense that what? That the neshama didn't create the body. The neshama ain't a mahave haguf mi'ayin liyesh. The neshama, right, has a relationship with the body of primary and secondary because the neshama sustains the body. The neshama helps the body. So the neshama is the main thing, and the body is a secondary thing. Did the neshama create the guf? Did the neshama create the body? No. Did the neshama create the body something from nothing? No. So therefore, when we talk about body and soul, we could say, well, the body is secondary and the soul is primary. But when we talk about us and Hashem, it's not two separate entities. It's not primary and secondary. Look what he writes here. It's so strong. The Baal HaTanya says, Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's bolded. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hamahave es hakol mi'ayin liyesh. But Hashem who created you out of nothing. It's not that Hashem is the main thing that keeps me going and there's other things of a secondary. No. Ain od. Hashem made you out of nothing, and at every second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recreating you, making you into a something or a perceived something from nothing. Hakol batel b'mitzios etzlo, kamo or hashemesh b'shemesh. And therefore we have to remind ourselves time and time again. Hashem lets us play a game. What's the name of the game? The name of the game is that we get to pretend to be a ray of light outside of the sun. But it's only a perception. Because in truth, we are like a light, we're like a ray of light, mamish in the sun. We're like the or hashemesh b'shemesh. We're like a ray of light in the ball of the sun, which is unidentifiable. We have to remember that. We're allowed to pretend we exist. And we should, by the way, like we learned last time. It's important to pretend we exist. That's part of the way that we make our davening meaningful. That's the way that we make our chesed meaningful. That's the way we make our learning meaningful. That's the way we make the choices that we make in conquering our Yetzer Hara meaningful. Right? So we have to, Hashem wants us to pretend we exist. But at the same time, we have to go around whispering a secret to each other. What's that secret? Ein od. There is no me. I don't exist. I'm not a ray of light outside the sun. I'm a ray of light inside the sun. Okay? And that, again, is what we're working on in this pasuk. V'lachein hutzrik ha'kasuv lahazir. So therefore, the pasuk needs to remind us. This is not so simple at all. V'yadata hayom. V'yadata hayom. You should know it well. V'ashevose el avavecha. Take it to heart. Shelo ta'ale al daitecha. Sha'ashamayim. V'chol tzva'am, v'ha'aretz, umaloa, heim davar nifrad b'fnei atzmo. Don't think that the Shemayim is one entity, and the heavenly hosts are another entity, and the aretz and everything within it is another domain. Each thing is its own thing. No, don't think that. And don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just Memale Kol HaOlam, Kis Labshus HaNeshama Beguf. Don't think Hashem created these things. Now they have an independence. Again, they're secondary. And Hashem continues to help them out. Hashem gives them some things that they need, right? So God is primary, and the world, and the heavens, and the this, and the that, it's all secondary. Don't think like that. Umashpia koach hatzomeach baret. Yeah, Hashem gives life to the earth, a little here, a little there. V'koach hatenua bagalgalim. Hashem causes the constellations to rotate. Umaniyam umanhigam kiritzono. And He moves them around as He wants. Just like the neshama is menia as haguf, uman higto kiritzona, just like the neshama guides the body, so too Hashem guides the world. The neshama is the main thing, the body is secondary. Hashem is the main thing, and the world is secondary. No, don't fall into that trap. That is not the deepest way to look at the world. Ach be'emes ein hamashal domet lenimsha klal. These two are not comparable. Ki haneshama v'haguf heim be'emes nifradim, zemizeh b'sharsham. Because neshama and guf are not one and the same. They are two separate entities. The neshama did not create the guf. The neshama did not make the guf. Ki ein eshav v'shorash haguf v'atzmuso minishmaso. The body at its essence did not come from the neshama. Where did the body come from? Right? Again, how do we understand the formation of the body? Elamitipos avivimo. It's when the father's zera fertilized the mother's egg, that's where the body came from. V'gam acharei kein, ein gidulo minishmaso levada. And the body and the soul have a very powerful relationship, but the body does not only receive its growth and sustenance from the soul. Right? What did you have for dinner tonight? Did you eat your neshama for dinner tonight? No, you took other things from the world to sustain your body. So the neshama is not the only thing that's responsible for maintaining the body. So neshama and body have a relationship where they're not perfectly in sync. They're not one and the same. Ela al yidei achilas ushtias imo kol tisha chadashim. Right? When the baby was being formed in the mother's womb, so whatever the mother was eating and drinking for those 9 months, the baby was benefiting from. Va'achar kach, and once you're born, how do you sustain yourself? You survive just off of your neshama? No. You need to eat and drink. So the body and soul have a relationship, again, on a certain level of primary and secondary. But we do not have that relation. Excuse me, we do not have that relationship with Hashem. Masha ein kein hashamayim v'haaretz. Shekol atzmusam umahusam nishave mi'ayin v'efes hamuchlat. Rak bidvar Hashem v'ruach piv yisbarach. But the heavens and the earth, Chevra, they don't have any independent existence. They don't sustain themselves off of anything other than what? Than the word of Hashem that brought them into creation, that brought them into reality. That's how they came to be. And at every second, that's how they continue to be. V'gam adayin nitzav dvar Hashem la'olam. He's taking us again back to the first parak, where he quoted the pasuk, La'olam Hashem dvar chanitza b'shamayim. Hashem, your words are forever upholding the heavens. That at every second, it's nothing other than Hashem. It's Hashem's words, which is one with Hashem. It's not that Hashem created the world and Hashem, you know, plays the CEO of the company, right? And we play all these secondary roles of being helpers to Hashem. No. If Hashem takes His eye off of the world for a second, if Hashem stops willing it into creation for a second, it ceases to exist, and it never was. Adayin nitzav dvar Hashem la'ola, v'shofeya behem tamid b'chol rega, u'mahava osam tamid mi'ayin li'yesh. Every second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating and recreating from nothing to something, from nothing to something. Ki eshavis ha'or me'ashemesh b'soch guf kadur ha'ashemesh atzmo derech mashal. Again, like the existence of the light within the sun itself, in our mashal from earlier. Ve'im kein, heim betelim be'emes b'metzios legamre legabe dvar Hashem. So therefore the heavens have no independent existence. The earth has no independent existence, not even of a secondary nature. Ve'ruach piv yisbarach hamiyuchadim b'mohuso v'atzmuso yisbarach. It only exists through the unifying word of Hashem that gives it life. Kebitl or Hashemesh b'Hashemesh, like the light of the sun within the ball of the sun. So, Chavre, that's what we're trying, that's what the Baal Tanya is begging us to understand. And if you remember, we started the whole Sefer where he told us he's going to try to explain to us Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Ved. We still don't really know what that means, but a little bit we're starting to know what that means. Because Shema Yisrael, cover your physical eyes, block out whatever you think the physical world is, and remind yourself, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's not Chesed and Gvura. It's not Shemayim and Aretz. Right? It's not like our superficial understanding of body and soul. Ein od. There's nothing other than Hashem. We have the privilege to once in a while, this is what life is. We have the privilege of pretending that we exist, but we have to know, Vashevos Elavecha, we do not exist. Ein od Mavado. There is nothing other than Hashem. Says the Baal HaTanya in conclusion, the final paragraph. Raksha Hain, Hain Gvurosav, Vemidas HaGvura VaHatzimtzum. This awesome concealment, again, is such, this ability of Hashem to restrain himself, to allow us to play the game, is such an unbelievable gift. And that's what the Baal HaTanya started with tonight. That this Gvura, this hiding, is the biggest chesed. Because now I get to pretend to be Dov Jacobson. Right? And I say pretend, I don't mean Hadov. I don't mean pretend in a, God forbid, a negative way. I mean Hashem wants you to be Dov Jacobson. He wants you. But he also wants to know there is no Dov. And there's no Jack, and there's no Aaron. And there's no Moshe Tzvi. Ein od milvado. And to live with that, those two things, and to balance them out. To feel that my life is real, and the choices I make matter. And again, the things that I do, good or bad, make a difference. And at the same time, to realize I mamish don't even exist. That is the gvur of Hashem. Hashem's willingness to what? To restrain His power, to make space for us. To make space for us in the world. Lahastir ulahalim hachayos hashofeya bahem. To hide from us the truth that Hashem is what is creating me at every second. And I sometimes think, oh yeah, I got the job. I got the shidduch. I got the new car. I bought the house. I learned the daf. Right? Whatever it is that a person feels, oh, I did this, I did that. Remind yourself with tremendous humility, there's no I. There's mamish no I. Shiunirim hashamayim va'aretz v'chol tzva'am ki'ilu. That's an important word. That's why I bolded it. To think that there's an appearance of shamayim va'aretz and all of the heavenly hosts, ki'ilu, as if. It's all as if. It's all a mashal. Heim davar b'fnei atzma. As if it's its own thing. Ach ein ha-tzimtzum va'ahester el tachtonim. But that's all, again, the way that we see it from down below. But from Hashem's perspective, kilo kamei, kilo mamish chashive or Hashemesh b'shemesh. From Hashem's perspective, there's nothing other than Himself. It's all kilo mamish chashive. It's considered, chashive means considered. It's considered like nothing mamish, like mamish nothing. Like the light of the sun within the ball of the sun. It is unidentifiable as being its own thing. Ve'ein midas ha'gvura masteres chas v'shalom lefan av yizbarach. And that concealment, again, down below, which appears to be, again, opposing forces or independent realities, that's all from our perspective down below, where there's a concealment. And that concealment is a gift to allow us to feel that we exist. But from Hashem's perspective, there's no concealment. As you remember, we learned the halacha last time, right? You can't use your own hand to cover your own head because you're one and the same with your body. So from the essential point above, there is no chesed and gvura. There's no kuchabrichu ushchinte. There's no shamayim v'aretz. There's no guf and neshama. There's no separate realities. From Hashem's perspective, ein midas ha'gvura masteres chas v'shalom lefan av yisbach. That concealment cannot conceal anything in the presence of Hashem. Ki einena davar b'fnei atzmo, ela Hashem hu ha'elokim. There's nothing other than Hashem, which from our perspective is manifest as Elohim. We see a natural world, we see a law and order, we see a teva, we see predictable patterns, but from Hashem's perspective, mamish, einot. And again, that's a lifetime of work. Vashevosa elevavecha, to take it to heart. Vashamayim mal einot. There's no ikar and tafel. It's not even that, it's insulting to Hashem to say ikar and tafel. You think it's a compliment. Hashem, you're the ikar in my life. I'm the ikar, I'm everything. Einot mavado, there's nothing other than me. So to the degree that we know that, we're in tune with reality. And again, we have to say thank you to Hashem every day for allowing us to even pretend to exist. Okay? All right, Chavi, this is the sixth parak of Shar Yichuv.